Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, October 1st, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Unlocking the potential of electrochemical nitrate reduction, a new catalyst approach. Scientists have discovered a new approach to boost the electrochemical reduction of nitrate to ammonia, offering a cleaner alternative to traditional synthesis methods. This breakthrough addresses nitrate pollution in water systems with implications for environmental sustainability. By improving ammonia production efficiency, the research benefits industries reliant on fertilizers and energy. The study, published in Environmental Science and Ecotechnology, showcases the effectiveness of in-situ evolved electrocatalysts like nickel and copper foam cathodes. Despite challenges from calcium and bicarbonate ions, the technology shows promise for scalable applications in water purification and green chemistry. Dr. Yang Lei emphasized the impact of this research, highlighting its potential to revolutionize both ammonia production and water treatment. From beetles to bottles, innovative yarn quenches thirst with fog. Scientists have developed a bio-inspired yarn capable of harvesting water from fog, offering a solution to water scarcity in arid regions. By imitating desert beetles and spider silk, this double-strand yarn accelerates droplet formation, addressing the global water crisis. Published in the Chinese Journal of Polymer Science, the yarn's alternating hydrophobic and hydrophilic properties enhance water collection efficiency. Professor Yang Zhao, from Beihang University, highlighted the yarn's biomimicry and its potential to improve water access in drought-prone areas. With funding from various sources, this innovation presents a scalable solution for sustainable water harvesting, paving the way for future advancements in atmospheric water collection systems. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.